Hello, people. How do you... Well, let's play that wonderful game called doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo. Simple as fruit and always the same, just doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Everybody's doing it. Papa does. Mama does. It's a Everybody's been doodling, making odd figures, lines, scratches with pen, pencil on every available surface for years. Now, those doodles are worth money. Doodle for Dollars offers cash prizes each week for the most interesting doodles sent in. Now, everybody can doodle for dollars. And here is your host, that brilliant radio personality. When he hears, "Gentlemen, be seated," he always remains standing, Bill Herring.
Thank you. This week's Doodle for Dollars has purchased four doodles and selected one mystery doodler, whom you'll all have a chance to identify for good, hard cash. Later, we'll analyze the doodles purchased, show you why our judges consider them interesting, show you how doodles can be just as much a key to character as handwriting, just as revealing as fingerprints. Right now, though, here's how to cash in on Doodle for Dollars. We don't pay off on doodles you draw yourself. We pay off for doodles you collect. Doodles made by your friends.
Yeah, maybe Mother doodles when she orders the groceries.
Perhaps your dad creates fascinating doodles while listening to the radio.
Could be your boss, the old skinflint, doodles while bawling you out on a dictaphone.
Your job is to salvage all the interesting doodles you can, made by your friends.
Even your enemies, we don't mind.
But send your doodles to Doodle for Dollars, KXOL, Fort Worth, together with your own name and address, and the name of the creator of the doodle you submit.
Why, Daddy?
Because we pay $3 each for the four most interesting doodles submitted each week.
Hey, wait a minute, Herring. Just $3?
I said $3. We're still looking for a sponsor, you know.
But three lousy bucks.
What's the matter with you? Don't you realize $3 is actually 30 with all the taxes deducted?
Yeah, well, I never thought of that.
Besides, it's the spirit of competition. You know, money isn't everything.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me you're one of those guys who thinks money doesn't talk.
Sure I am.
Just try a telephone without a nickel, bud.
Look, chum, you now have 32 teeth. Would you like to try for more?
No. Okay. We pay $3 for the most interesting doodles submitted each week. Right?
Right. And $13 to the person who can identify our mystery man.
Yeah, just like Bill told you, that's 130 bucks after taxes. We're going to introduce the mystery doodler, Bill, huh? Are we, huh? Yeah?
Yes, railroad. Later in the program.
Hey, where do you get that railroad stuff?
Because you have a one-track mind.
Yeah, but... Wait a minute. Well, suppose nobody identifies the mystery man on this program.
Then we carry the $13 over till next week.
Oh, I get it. And offer $26 to somebody else who can identify the mystery doodler, right?
Right, railroad. Of course, all doodles become the property of Doodle for Dollars. And the decision of the judges is final.
So get in on the fun, people. Send all the doodles you can collect to Doodle for Dollars, KXOL, Fort Worth.
For announcing the first two winners in this week's Doodle for Dollars contest, hey, Alden.
Who, me?
What are you looking so happy about?
Oh, my wife came back from a vacation today.
But she only left Monday to be gone a whole month.
Yeah, I know.
What made her cut a vacation so short?
Well, you see, I sent her a copy of the Star Telegram with one item cut out.
Where was she?
Oh, visiting a schoolmate in a little town in South Texas.
I can't imagine a city gal like your wife spending a vacation in a small town.
Well, she admitted there wasn't much to see, but what she heard made up for.
You know, I'll bet you were so glad to see her, you went right out and brought her a present.
That's right. How'd you guess? A dozen roses.
Three fish?
No, three pints.
Well, was she surprised?
I'll say she was. She expected scotch.
And I'm expecting a song from Jack Gibson for announcing the first two winners in this week's Doodle for Dollars.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found a somebody who could make me be true. Try to be bold, but they wouldn't do.
Of this week's winners in Doodle for Dollars.
To Sid Post, to 17 Petroleum Building, Fort Worth, we're sending $3 for submitting a doodle created by Paul Hager. Our judges considered Mr. Hager's doodle interesting because it's a phony. Apparently, Mr. Hager had an idea someone might purloin his doodle and tried a bit of trickery. Well, here's what our judges say.
We venture this is a phony. Although the creator may doodle, the lines of this show the lack of direction of a child drawing a picture for the first time. A man of will and drive and taking on a new task and feeling a little foolish in so doing will make light lines. These lines are light enough to conclude you put a good deal of drive, energy, and much creative ability into the things you undertake. By creative, we do not mean inventive, but one who thinks out many things much as an architect works out the design of a building.
After receiving this analysis, we checked on Paul Hager to learn he is connected with a local housing and land company.
Oh, you're so right, Brother Gibson. It ain't necessarily so what a doodler draws, but how he makes his line.
Take this next doodle, for which we are sending $3, to Ralph Cummings, Route 3, Fort Worth. Concerning this doodle's creator, who asked that his name be withheld, our judges say,
yours is a mentality complex to a mixed degree. Great for covering mental habits, covering your thinking trail.
And here is the payoff.
You might easily be a judge in court from the way you weigh matters.
Why do we say that's the payoff? The creator of this doodle is a Fort Worth attorney.
We'll be back with more Doodles for Dollars when Jack Gibson finishes with Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Raggedy used to be the cattle and the swing, back and forth in the saddle on a horse. That is syncopated jigging, and it's such a funny meter to the roll of his machine to help it run. When they hear the fellas done, because the western folks all know he's the hyperloop. He's on the comfort as a roll of ragtime cowboy Joe.
We're sending $3 to Virginia Lee Freeman of 6425 Lock Avenue for submitting a doodle created by Marshall Atwell. $3 to Mrs. A.L. France, 4732 Harley, for sending us a doodle by Betty Lou Metz. Next week, we may be sending a cash award to you if you'll just get busy and send us a sample of the doodle you're able to collect. And at the same time, your friends may be collecting on doodles made by you. But now, we come to the game everybody can play, identifying our mystery doodler of the week.
Our mystery doodler is a man in his 50s with red hair turning gray. He's 5 feet 7 3/4 inches tall, lives on Fort Worth's south side, And part of his business has to do with making your family's pet dog more comfortable. And he sounds like this.
Hello, folks.
Oh, come on, fella. That's not much of a help. Who are you anyway?
Well, I'm the Mr. Duder.
Yes, I know, but where would most people be most likely to see you?
On TV. I spend most of my time downtown.
Well, suppose someone were to walk up to you and say, aren't you the Mr. Doodler? What would you say?
I'd say, well, yes. And give that person $13.
Good for you, Mr. Doodler. And just so you won't be out of pocket, here's $13. Just carry the money around till you're identified.
And if any of you listeners have paid our Mystery Doodler already, just telephone 31448. That's KXOL and collect $13.
Or you can identify him by mail and still collect, providing, of course, you're not a member of our Mystery Doodler's family or one of his employees.
If our Mystery Doodler is not identified before next week's program, he'll continue to reappear on our show until he is. And the price for identifying him will be increased by $13 for each week he's required to be on our show. Here's hoping you have as little trouble with the Mystery Doodler as you will have identifying Jack Gibson next song.
Sooner or later you're gonna be coming around, I'll bet you. I'll bet you that I get you. You wait and see. Sooner or later you wanna be hanging around, I'll bet you. I'll bet you if I let you, baby me, you're gonna knock on my door. You did it before. Matter of fact, I don't know exactly when, but sooner or later you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again.
Lexington, who was the first to call after hearing our Mystery Doodler's voice and correctly identifying it as belonging to Dr. Frank R. Jones of Globe Laboratories, Fort Worth. We're sending $13 to Jimmy Jeffries immediately by Western Union Messenger.
Well, that means we'll have another Mystery Doodle on hand next week and another $13 for the first person to identify. And in the meantime, remember, you can collect another $3 by collecting interesting doodles made by your friends, relatives, neighbors, business associates. We buy 4 doodles each week, so send as many as you like to Doodle4Dollars, KXOL, Fort Worth. And be sure to listen, pardon me, anyway, be sure to listen next week to our second edition of Doodle4Dollars with songs by Jack Gibson, music by Zeke Campbell, and Frank Dinkins. It's time to Doodle4Dollars. Whenever you hear...